Hey, Sam.
Hey, Richard, thanks for your call. Sorry I missed the committee meeting.
We ended up getting a quorum, so no,
we did. Oh, good. Yes.
It wasn't a big deal, so.
I feel relieved now.
So. Okay. Well, we missed your, we just went over some of the financials with our investments, so.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Good.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Good to see you. All right. Got Sam calling. Good. Okay. We're off to a great start. One, two, three, four, five. Okay.
Steve, my apologies for missing the committee meeting.
Oh, it's all good. We had a lot of fun. There'll be another one, I'm sure.
Good. Yeah, I heard you were able to take care of business. So.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I didn't. I would have texted you. I didn't have your number, but maybe I can get that later.
Of course, yeah. But Siri and Richard had reached out to me, so It wasn't because of lack of notice
that I wrote. All right, no sweat. Well, hopefully it's as beautiful in Capitola as it is here in Salinas. Gosh, it's gorgeous today.
Yeah, it's lovely outside.
Man, yeah. Okay, let's see. We're right about there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Wow. Yeah, we got quorum. Yippee. Okay. We'll wait just another minute here. Great. Yeah, we got everybody here. Okay. All right. The time is 1:30. This is the November 17th, 2021 meeting of the Monterey Bay Air Resources District Board. I want to thank everybody for attending in accordance with the governor's executive order and the signed AB 361. We are meeting remotely. So I want to thank everybody for making accommodations here and certainly welcome the public's participation. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order and start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Jack, you want to lead us? Is that okay?
I certainly will.
Let's see. I don't.
Yeah. Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Terrific. Thanks a whole lot. Okay, Siri, you want to go ahead and call roll?
Yes, sir. Okay. Director Dillis.
Here.
Director Story.
Here.
Director Phillips.
Here.
Chair McShane.
Here.
Director Lopez.
Here.
Director Labar.
Present.
Thank you. Director Friend.
Here.
Thank you. Director Kosamiki.
Here.
Director Carbone.
Here.
Thank you. Director Coonerty. Yay, thank you for joining us. Director Eskew. No, okay. And anyone else that I miss? No, 1, 2, 3, 4. We have quorum, sir.
Yes, this is good news. Okay, well, our first item is an action item, and that is to adopt a resolution pursuant to AB 361, allowing us to meet remotely. Given,
Mayor, I think you skipped over general public comment.
Oh, yep. Oh, gosh. Thanks, Les. Sorry. Well, let's take a look here. So public comment is open to members of the public that wish to speak to anything that might not be on the agenda. And let's just take a quick look. I don't see anyone. Siri, any correspondence?
No, we did not receive any correspondence. And I wanted to recognize Director Eskew has joined us.
Great. Okay, thank you. So here, let's go ahead and take up our first item, and that is an action item to adopt a resolution pursuant to AB 361, enabling us to meet remotely here. Rich, anything you'd like to speak to?
I think you said it all, Mr. Chair, but it's recommended that the board take action and vote to continue meeting via Zoom in the future. This will cover us for 30 days going forward. We may have to have a special meeting since we're dark in January if we want to continue this moving forward, but a lot depends on the state of emergency and so forth. But we are still in a state of emergency, and the health officer for Monterey County is still recommending that public meetings practice social distancing. So with those two requirements covered, it's appropriate for the board to take action on this item and operate in accordance with the provisions specified in AB 361.
Okay. Move approval.
Okay, we have a motion.
I'll second.
Okay.
I'll second with a happy birthday to Supervisor Askew. This is Lopez.
Happy birthday. Okay, with that, let's just real quickly see if there's any public comment.
No public comment in writing. And I just wanted to verify, Director Lopez, did you second the motion?
I did.
Director Askew.
There was a couple there, but yeah.
And Lopez on the second. Great.
Who was? Okay, thank you.
Great. Okay. All right. Seeing no comments or questions. Let's go ahead.
Mayor LaBar has his hand up, Chair.
I thought maybe that was to second it. Director LaBar, did you have a comment or a question?
I just want to be clear. So the two specific findings that Rich mentioned are the ones that the motion is for, and it doesn't include within the staff report the portions about present imminent risk.
That's Chair, that and directors, that is correct. The findings, if the health officer is not recommending social distancing, you'd have to make the health and safety finding, but the Monterey County health officer still recommends social distancing. The state of emergency declared by the governor continues to exist, and you have reconsidered that state of emergency. So those are the three things that the motion should cover.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Why don't we go ahead and call the roll? Thank you, Siri.
All right. Director Carbone?
Yes.
Director Kosamiki?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Friend?
Aye.
Director Labar?
Aye.
Thank you. Director Coonerty?
Aye.
Director Dillis?
Aye.
Director Story?
Aye.
Director Phillips?
Aye.
Chair McChain?
Yeah.
Director Lopez?
Yes.
Director Eskew? I didn't hear you. Director Eskew, yes?
I'm an aye.
Aye, thank you.
Aye, thank you.
Unanimously passed, sir.
Great, okay, thank you very much. Our next item is just quick reports. The Budget, Personnel, and Nominating Committee did meet. We took similar action to the action we just taken with AB 361, passed our minutes, looked at financials. Other than that, no reportable action. We'll go to Rich. Anything to report on the advisory committee?
Yes, thanks, Mr. Chair and members of the board. The advisory committee did meet on November 4th, and they received a presentation that you will receive today on revisions to Rule 438. In addition, we went over the roles and responsibilities of committee members, and that was basically what the meeting entailed.
Thank you. Any questions for board members? I'm just quickly looking to the public here. Not seeing anything, and nothing from Siri.
Nothing received.
Good. Okay. Great. Well, we'll move on to just any comments or referrals from board members at this time. Okay. Seeing none, we can go ahead and move into our report from Rich, APCO. The floor is yours.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the board again. First off, I'd just like to, in front of the board, recognize that we had one of our own departing for another agency to the Bay Area Air Quality Management District, and that is Hannah Muji. She left us, her last day was last Friday. She was with us for about 5 years. She was really a great employee to have here and really helped out in our planning section and helped streamline and modernize and brought a level of efficiency to the district, especially with all the new grants that we're receiving. So we're going to miss her. We wish her the best of luck. And you may recall that she was also our pride and joy for cyclists. So keep your eyes peeled for her as she, I'm sure, will continue down that path. So as I said, best luck to her. We'll be recruiting for her position. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be seeing Alan Romero depart via retirement at the end of this year. So the planning section is gonna have a lot of work to do and some rebuilding, but it's in good hands with David Frisbee. And so we hope to get back up to speed in that program. In engineering, I'd just like to recognize and thank our engineering supervisor, Mary Gerardo, for representing MBARD as the California Air Pollution Control Officers Association Engineering Manager's Chair. This year, she presided over their regular meetings as well as their annual symposium. It takes a lot of time and commitment, and she done us proud. So we're really great. She really put our best foot forward for the district in with her leadership and management skills with that group. Also in engineering, our asbestos team has successfully worked with the Santa Cruz County DA on two cases. For one case, we're going to be receiving $15,000 in penalties, and the other case will receive $20,000 in penalties and $5,000 in cost recovery. So these are pretty big cases. We do a lot more work with the Monterey County District Attorney, so it's nice to be able to partner up with the DA in Santa Cruz County. We're also, speaking of asbestos in our compliance and engineering programs, we're overseeing a lot of asbestos abatement out at the Moss Landing Power Plant. So this is expected to take several months. The buildings out there and structures are loaded with asbestos and potential asbestos. So a lot of the structures and components around the stacks are going to be coming down. So they've got a lot of work to do to make sure that they've surveyed. And if there is asbestos present, that they've done proper abatement practices to make sure the public and workers are not exposed to asbestos. We're going to have a short-term variance hearing on December 1st. We're still in need of hearing board members, one with medical professional experience and a public member. So once again, if you're aware of somebody with health background or just a general public member that would be interested, please have them contact Siri and we can make sure they get on our hearing board. And then our standing item about marina odors, we have not received any marina odor complaints since the last board meeting. In planning and air monitoring, our wood stove changeout program launched on September 28th. We've got about $90,000 in local funds budgeted for this year. So far, we've received 17 applications with one low-income applicant, and about $11,000 has been obligated to that program. Our Monterey Bay Electric Vehicle Incentive Program is cruising right along. So we've actually had about 81 applications received. And so we've obligated about $106,000 and we've got about $344,000 remaining for the rest of the year. The San Lorenzo Valley Air Spare the Air Program will start this month. This program notifies residents of deteriorating meteorological conditions in San Lorenzo Valley, which could concentrate wood smoke and cause breathing problems. During the Spare the Air alert, residents are asked to voluntarily choose devices that use fuels other than wood to heat their homes. And we typically run this program for spring when the conditions for smoke dispersion improve. And then lastly, just on outreach, we've had a lot going on. Seems like a lot's happening in the end of the year. I'll just mention that in partnership with University of California, Santa Cruz, I'll be up there November 30th, teaching a course in their environmental chemistry program, which we helped sponsor. And that concludes my report. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Professor Stedman. That's great. Very good. Okay. Any questions for Rich on his report? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go to the public real quick. Let's just take a look. Don't see any hands. Siri, you haven't? Okay. Okay. Thank you. Great. Thank you very, very much. We'll move on to our consent agenda. We have three items on the consent agenda. Anybody like to pull an item from the consent agenda? Okay, checking with the public very quickly.
Nothing received, sir.
No. Okay, we'll bring it back to the board for a motion and a second.
I move the approval.
Thank you.
Phillips, second.
Moved by Askew, seconded by Phillips. Let's go ahead and call the roll.
All right, let's see. We'll start with Director Askew. Thank you. Director Phillips?
Aye.
Director Story?
Aye.
Director LeVar?
Aye.
Director Lopez?
Aye.
Chair McChain?
Yes.
Director Dillis?
Aye.
Director Friend?
Aye.
Director Carbone?
Aye.
Director Coonerty?
Aye.
Director Kosamiki?
Aye.
Approved unanimously, sir.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, we have one item on our regular agenda and that deals with Rule 438. So this is an action item to approve a resolution governing our open outdoor fires. So with that, we have Rich to open it up and we'll take it from there. Rich?
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair, board members. So as I may have said in my APCO report, the advisory committee did hear the proposed revisions to this rule and recommended adoption by the board. This is sort of housekeeping work. We've done some updates and done some clarifications. And today we're going to have, and this is concerning outdoor fires. Today we're going to have Chris Dumich, our planner, who did the lion's share of work on this rule update, give the board the presentation, and we'll be happy to ask, have you ask any questions. But at the end, we're asking for adoption of the resolution. So, Chris.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Chris Dumich, and I am an air quality planner for the district. I want to share my screen really quickly so I can put up the presentation, if that's okay. Okay. Can everybody hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So as Rich mentioned, we are going to talk about Rule 438 and the revisions that we're proposing. We'll go over a quick history of Rule 438, discuss the proposed revisions, and go over some comments we received from the advisory committee and the public. So Rule 438 was first adopted in 2003. And as you can see, there have been subsequent revisions over time. And those revisions occur as needed whenever we need to update something or we're asked to do so by the state. And you can see the last revision was in 2014. So currently we are updating it because we do have an addition of a prohibition on the burning of driftwood, in addition to some general cleanup, as Rich mentioned, and organization just to make the rule more coherent and more easily to understand and enforce. So Rule 438 is a rule for open outdoor fires, as Rich also mentioned, and it's from rules from not only the California Health and Safety Code, but also Title 17. These are some of the major governing rules listed here. I'll go into more in depth on the next slide, but basically 39.011 just talks about the definition of agricultural burning. 41.800 is the prohibition of burning. 41.850 is legislative intent, as well as the Title 17 regulation below. So 41.850 in particular is about legislative intent, and it basically says agricultural burning, and I'm going to pause there and just divert you to the footnote. Agricultural burning doesn't just mean agricultural burning, as we know that that's an actual type of burning, but it's any open outdoor fires in particular, also not only agricultural burning, but forest management, range improvement, wildland vegetation management. In addition, the Rule 438 covers backyard burning. So agricultural burning, the legislative intent is that it be reasonably regulated and not prohibited. It also requests that the state board of districts take into consideration adopting rules and regulation for the purpose. So we created Rule 438 to do this. Also 41.852 basically indicates that burn permits are required to do burning. The types of burns covered in our Rule 438 are backyard burns, agricultural burns, and also prescribed fire, which is actually a method that covers the methodology of burning by public agencies for like wildland vegetation or range improvement, forest management, et cetera. So the district's objective in regards to our smoke management program in Rule 438 is to protect the public by minimizing smoke impacts and the public nuisances. Also, we want to avoid exceeding any kind of air quality standards, but also we are here to support the burning needs of the federal, state, and local fire agencies, landowners, and ranchers. There's obviously, you know, we are a wildfire state and there's been a big push for hazardous fuels reduction. So we support them so that they can get their objective done. We also spend a fair amount of time educating burners in a litany of things. These are just a short abbreviated list of questions that we get all the time, but how to obtain a burn permit. We talk about different types of district roles versus whether the fire department, what's the difference between the fire department and the air district, as well as, you know, who is each burner's permitting authority, the different types of burn permits, suspensions and ban, and how it applies to their objective and their burning needs. So the proposed revisions for 438 is a basic reorganization of certain text and subsections to improve clarity and continuity. We also added the prohibition of burning of driftwood. We had several prohibitions that were embedded in existing definitions that we kind of pulled out and created prohibitions just to make it not only more enforceable, but more easy to, for anyone to read and understand. We added some definitions, and then some certain definitions that were already existing, we expanded upon or edited as needed. This slide goes over the driftwood burning prohibition. And the reason why it was important to add a prohibition for driftwood burning is because burning driftwood produces more dioxins than just burning firewood. And dioxins are particularly heinous, chemically related compound. It bioaccumulates not only in our food chain, but in our bodies. It's highly toxic, it's carcinogenic, it causes damage to our immune system, reproductive and developmental. It causes issues. Also, it interferes with hormones, and the half-life is 7 to 11 years. So in addition to the prohibition on driftwood burning, which I mentioned, these are some of the additional prohibitions that were embedded in some of the definitions, and you can see them listed here, starting with section 3.9. We added an option for denial or revocation of a burn permit. Also, use of accelerants is prohibited for backyard burning ignition, as well as any type of smoke or ash from backyard burns. We don't want them to be causing public nuisances. The burning of tree stumps, root balls, or root balls being prohibited, as well anyone who burns vegetation greater than 6 inches in diameter if the burning of that size of fuel ends up causing smoke impacts beyond or cause problems beyond the burning hours, they will be liable for that. Here's a list of the definitions that we added. Accelerant, adult conservation burn kiln, which is different than a burn barrel. It's specifically manufactured to create biochar. Disposal, disposal is not the Webster's Dictionary definition, but rather how we use it in Rule 438, which is basically a method of removing material through the means of fire, driftwood, and fire protection agency. This slide shows the definitions that were already in Rule 438, but we expanded upon or we edited. We expanded upon approved ignition device to add things like liquid petroleum, butane, diesel oil, burners, flares, et cetera. Burn barrel was the name of burn barrel definition was expanded to include container. Mechanized burning definition was expanded. Warming fire. We created some requirements as far as the minimum temperature, outdoor temperature, when a warming fire can occur, as well as the size of the warming fire. We added some definitions to waste, and we changed the name of woody waste from development to development burn. This slide talks about the comments we received, not only from the advisory committee, but from the public. The three different advisors had comments that are listed here. One was asking if the prohibition applied to driftwood that came from freshwater sources. And the answer is no, that only saltwater. Also, one of the advisors asked if the term burn season was appropriate, considering the wildfire season, you know, has expanded over time. And another advisor asked or felt that there should be a requirement for all burners to notify their neighbors prior to burning. There was only one comment from a member of public, and this was her entire comment. She's basically in support of any rule or measure that would reduce or, you know, eliminate factors contributing to greenhouse gases and smoke impacts. She's not in favor of beach fires at all. And you can see that by the many comments that she wanted to provide us. And that is the extent of the presentation.
Okay. Looking for any questions at this time. Oh, there we go. Director Story, why don't you go first?
Thank you, Chair. My question was concerning the prohibition on burning of driftwood, and particularly the definition of driftwood is defined as natural untreated wood, which means that from the ocean, which means that that wood could not be burned. But what about if it is treated wood that's washed up from the type? Does that mean that that type of treated wood is permissible to burn?
Not at all. I believe, and Rich can verify this, that any wood that was in the ocean exposed to salt water is going to be problematic. Treated wood, probably much more. But yeah, it's the combination of the wood being saturated in salt water, which is the big problem.
There's through the chair, Sam, there's a prohibition of burning treated wood in dimensional lumber, so that's not allowed. But for driftwood, especially saltwater laden wood, that right. has sodium chloride, which when burned produces dioxin. That's not the case. Most woods, when burned, will produce some dioxin, but it's exceptionally a large amount when you burn saltwater laden wood or driftwood.
Okay, so just there's other provisions that would prevent the burning of treated wood that's washed
up.
There it is. Okay, good. I was just concerned about that question.
Yeah, but a lot of wood that's dimensional lumber is treated with arsenical compounds. For instance, is pressure treated wood. You can see the markings in the wood where they inject the
right.
So that's prohibited.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions? I see Marianne Carbone. Director Carbone, question for?
Yes. My question is, how do the coastal cities, the ones that have the beaches, discourage these fires? I know I spoke with Rich before about the risk, health risk about burning driftwood with the dioxins in it. Is there, you know, is there a way, or is there, would the air board, you know, is there something we could do about signage, for putting signage up, explaining the health risk?
Yes, and we'll be working with those coastal communities that have active beach burning fires. And I know, for instance, that Carmel did put signage up with respect to burning driftwood. A lot of these folks have been looking at providing firewood for residents to burn, which is untreated, non-driftwood type of firewood. But, you know, we've seen people drag logs, like huge logs, out of the ocean and then put them in a small fire circle and then try to burn the tip of it or something. So we would discourage that. And if we have complaints and we're able to document that, then we would work with the city. And a lot of times the city just needs to be able to cite our regulation now, which if approved today, will give them the ability to do that. So this is just one more way that we can help improve public health by adding that prohibition to our rule.
Okay, and one last question. So would all the jurisdictions, they would be taking this language and adding that to adopting it as in the cities?
They're not specifically required to, but we could, you know, we would let them know that it's prohibited under our rule. So they could not have a regulation or ordinance that would allow it. So we would hope that they would move forward with adopting their own ordinance or modifying an existing ordinance to include this prohibition. And we'll work with the cities on that. Fortunately, you know, we only have a limited number of cities that have active burning along the coast, and that includes Carmel, Monterey, and then moving up to Santa Cruz as well. So we'll be in contact with them to let them know the changes, if so adopted today.
Okay, so, and you would have something, something that we could, something that would be drafted that we could look at adopting on our city council? during the city council meeting?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Director Carbone. Anybody else? Oh, there we go. Director Kosmicki.
Just had a quick question. Maybe I missed it, but is there a plan to how we're going to inform the public on the changes?
Well, typically we will do a press release and let folks know that should the board take action to approve the changes today, that there is a prohibition on driftwood burning. We would also work, as I said, with those cities to either have signage put out in areas where the burns take place. Some beaches have specific sign requirements, and believe it or not, they have to go through the Coastal Commission to get some of these signs approved and so forth. So we would work with each city to let them know what the new requirements are. And you know, we would, if necessary, be involved in enforcement actions at the city if necessary. But we just, I think most cities are in general agreement that burning driftwood is bad. And we know, for instance, that Carmel has already posted signs to that effect. So we don't see it as being a huge change in operations at most of the most of the burning sites along the coast.
As far as our notification to the public about our revisions in general, we did hold a public workshop in September where it was advertised and it was also on our website. So anybody who wanted to participate in that workshop where they got the presentation that you have received, there was that opportunity as well.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, any further questions at this time? Don't see any. Let's just take a look and see if there's any in the public. No, nothing.
Nothing received.
Nothing received. Okay, so we're back to the board. Again, we're here with an action item. We need a motion to approve the resolution revising District Rule 438.
LeBar, motion to approve.
Thank you. Phillips, second.
Okay. Moved by LeBar, seconded by Phillips. Let's go ahead and call the roll there, Siri.
All right. Director Dillis?
Aye.
Director Lopez?
Aye.
Director Eskew?
Aye.
Director Story?
Aye.
Director Phillips?
Aye.
Chair McChain?
Yeah.
Director LeBar?
Aye.
Director Kosmicki?
Aye.
Director Carbone?
Aye.
Director Friend?
Aye.
Director Coonerty?
Aye.
Unanimously approved, sir.
Great. Well, that brings our action for today to a close. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. We will be meeting again December 15th. We'll go ahead and stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.